Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antin speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, January 27th, almost over, and ending on Sunday, the second day of February, which is sometimes called Groundhog Day in the United States, Imolc as the Irish name for the festival of the beginning of the spring, Candlemas. Yes. So there's that kind of shift going on, and I have a separate podcast for the Aquarius new moon. And this week has Uranus going direct on Thursday at 11:22 a.m. And it has Mercury entering Aquarius Monday at 9:53 p.m. We're going to have quite a lineup for Aquarius at that new moon. Quite a few things happening. So, well, this Monday, the moon is in Capricorn. It is in the fourth phase, and it is the time of release. Let go. Take a look at what is still important to you or authentic. Get rid of toxic things and people and situations if you can, or at least learn how to coexist with them if you must. We are looking at the moon's sextile to Saturn in Pisces until 3:33 p.m. So this is a very helpful structuring energy for people who feel very frightened and concerned about the dissolution of structures. And that is coming from the sign of really the government, public life. So we'll see what's going on there in the United States and elsewhere. The moon is going to then go into an opposition with retrograde Mars in Cancer. That's not such a great thing. 11:52 p.m. because this is where the cold authority doesn't care about the passionate needs of the people. It's going to be even more intense when Mars goes direct in Cancer. These are old issues, and there's a lot of upset. And we're in the United States, we're not surprised at this. I'm not as familiar with the politics of the rest of the world, although I know a lot of places are having issues now, and so this would be something that they feel government is not attending to their needs, okay? That's basically the bottom line of what it looks like. And they're angry. It's Mars. So, but during that time is when Mercury enters Aquarius. So now we go from that studious, serious, practical Mercury, and we suddenly break into a whole new way of thinking. And with Mercury in Aquarius, it's in another air sign. It is comfortable enough to be in air. What's happening to the Mercury, though, is it's having to really start processing some new ideas. It's not just getting information. It's getting downloads of intuitive insights, and you know, it's also something that's going to be seeing a more of a rise in the AI and in the ideas that relate to anything to do with media or internet communications. I mean, I am not, again, that familiar with what's going on specifically politically, but I know that someone was trying to do his own Bitcoin, and something just happened to it, crash, kaboom. We're thinking about these things, you know. It appears that the new administration in the United States is very fast forward AI and computer money. You know, you know, some of us don't feel comfortable with how quickly that can vanish because we've been seeing it do so. So here's the mind thinking about it, getting information about it, all of these things, but also being more forward thinking, more futuristic in thought, more focused on thinking and talking about our goals and hopes for the future. And, you know, some people will be talking about the need for the equality and the rights and all of this, because that's very Aquarian. Others won't be, put it that way. So it's a stimulated Mercury. And again, you won't have the retrograde in Aquarius, I don't think. I was saying that it was in fire, I believe, every time. So this would have to be an Aries time frame for it to go retrograde. So it's full on, and it's excited, maybe, and it's definitely a shift out of that pragmatic Mercury we've been in. Moon after the opposition to Mars is going into a trine to Uranus. It's absolutely standing still now because it's about to go direct, and it's really been in that same degree, 23 degrees, for a while. And so it is this Capricorn looking at some changes about money and all kinds of different things that involve the earth and the mundane issues. 2:42 a.m. is when that completes. And then there's this overnight for the Eastern Standard Time, which is when I'm telling you all these aspects from. You have this just delightful sextile to Venus in Pisces, 4:53 a.m. So that's 9:53 a.m. in the UK and 6:53 a.m. in parts of Europe. I mean, did I say that? 10:53 in parts of Europe, sorry. This would be there for you. You would have this lovely encounter, especially if you were looking to deal with an authority. It would be one of those mornings that you have a great experience with that. But since we're all electronically inclined these days, if you did want to send something out, if you can program it to reach an authority, you can send out something at a specific time. That's like the birth of the communication, you see. So sometime between 3 a.m. and just before 5 a.m. on Eastern time, it would reach ears that were interested, especially Venus in Pisces is looking at some, again, the needs or, you know, wanting to have some artistic support or something like that, or support for others. Venus in Pisces and the wounded birds, right? So then a Capricorn moon sextiles Neptune. And we get that in Eastern time at 10:48 a.m. So this is very soft coming in on Tuesday. It's a time when you may be able to feel that there are people who will be there, that will be helping. And it's a good time for people who are doing any kind of spiritual work. There is a void of course moon for quite a while until the moon enters Aquarius at 2:31 p.m. on Tuesday. So here comes this lineup of Aquarius aspects. The moon will join Mercury, which has just gotten in there, at 4:45 p.m. So now there is a big quickening of ahas, of feeling nature. and direction for the future, perhaps. But one of the things that happens when the moon and Mercury are together is that feeling and thought combine. So you are, you know, your feelings can be guiding your thinking. In other words, you're not as objective in the Aquarian. That's the other thing. Aquarius is detached and observing. But with the moon there, some feelings are really in there with what you're thinking about. And then the moon joins Pluto in Aquarius at 5:56 p.m. And that is where we get very powerful feelings about whatever it is that we're thinking about here in Aquarius. And you can work well if you're working with other people and you're on the same page. But we can also become a bit obsessive with our feelings about, again, equality, the future, all the Aquarian aspects. And again, that's not an objective position for Aquarius to be in, 5:56 p.m. And then Mercury joins Pluto. And that aspect is in the chart for the new moon. 2:52 a.m. is when that is exact. So Mercury will be what we call separating from this meeting with Pluto, and that could be really intense. Watch the evening news if you're in the United States. Something intense. And there are things that are actually coming to light. This is surprising information and stuff like that, but investigations that reveal some surprising things, perhaps 2:52 a.m. You know, I was speaking to someone who's out there in the L.A. fires, and I did a Substack on fire and ice, and I was talking about certain things, and I was mentioning something about, you know, that one of the factors is crazy people. And she was telling me how many fire starters there are. And what they'll usually do is wait for a fire to start, and then they come out and start more. I mean, really, it's incredible. Wouldn't you be horrified if you found out someone you knew was one of them? I mean, you know, they have apprehended a few people out there. What a nightmare is going on there. So this is the kind of thing that may also come to light, or how some of these things are getting started. I wonder sometimes about different technologies and things. But that's me. Then we're coming into the new moon, which is the moon in Aquarius conjunct the sun in Aquarius. 7:36 a.m. Eastern Time is when that is exact. And you'll hear that forecast in the separate podcast. So you have come to a point now on that day. This is the Lunar New Year for the Chinese lunar calendar. This is the year of the snake. And I also have a Substack post on that. And there's a lot more information than just that you were born in a certain year. So you'd have a lot more to learn if you would use the calculator that I give in that post. And so here is their celebration. It doesn't start on January 1st or any specific day. It starts in the first new moon of this cycle. So there it is. This is the day of the big celebrations and such. And of course, it's a lot later in China in the day. So they're busy at it when we are getting that new moon at 7:36 a.m. Eastern Time. And we may feel an uplift from this, actually, because the moon is trine retrograde Jupiter in Gemini until 10:08 a.m. So we may have some positive thoughts about what may happen. A long time goes by before the next lunar aspect. And that is going to be the square to station, complete station right now, Uranus in Taurus, 6:29 a.m. on Thursday. Well, the future isn't looking the same for everyone. The desires and the hopes and goals aren't the same for everyone. If you're with someone that it isn't the same for, try not to get into it, because that's fixed signs and they don't budge. But at 11:22 a.m., Uranus does budge. It starts moving in direct motion. Now, this is wonderful for the Aquarians, or if you have Aquarius rising, and also for issues and matters of the house that has Aquarius on the cusp. It's been a long time. You've been waiting for something to happen there. And Aquarius, which is so active, really, has been less active for various reasons, or less able to get the future going. But here it is, the 30th day of January. And that direct motion is going to take it all the way into Gemini on July 7th. Okay, at 3:45 a.m. on 7/7. That is going to be the big blast. And also a Substack post about intuition download. This is going to be amazing. Opening. Yes. And it's going to be there in Gemini. It will retrograde in Gemini. It only got up to 1 degree, which is like what Pluto did the first time it dipped in to Aquarius. So, it will retrograde September 6th, but it will go back into Taurus on November 7th, 9/22. That is as far as I'm going with it for now, because that's where it will be at the end of the year, retrograding back into Taurus. So that little burst of, you know, air and, you know, just incredible downloads of intuitive and new thought. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But this is the day it goes direct. And, you know, we have until the retrograde on, you know, it's like not enough time, on September 6th for it to be in direct motion. Hooray! So now, moving into the day, the moon has been void, of course, after the square to Uranus at 6:29 a.m., and now it enters Pisces at 5:52 p.m., so there's a lot of time in that mid-zone to sort of try to assimilate what's happened and shifting. There's something going on. Moon in Pisces, 5:52 p.m., is going to go to the square to retrograde Jupiter in Gemini. But that's a long time, too, before it gets there. It is not until 12:52 p.m. on Friday. So there's a long time before we really feel that square. And the square from the moon in Pisces, but Pisces doesn't really want to hear that much conversation or information or go back over things. No, it doesn't really work for Pisces. It would be, as I always tell you, even if they're looking at you, just check the eyes, because they are not really there. If you're overdoing information downloads, no. But what we do have is the Sun in Aquarius going trine Jupiter in Gemini at 5:59 p.m. So we've got that coming in that whole day on Thursday. So there is, again, even though the moon shifted into Pisces and is going, you know, square Jupiter, it's like 7 minutes later that the daily aspect of the sun, because sun moves slow, right? So it's been coming in, you've been feeling it. And again, very uplifting for Aquarius sun to trine Jupiter in Gemini. So people are thinking also with that Mercury. They're still thinking with that one in Aquarius, and the sun's in Aquarius. So there are some things being brought in and some information that's being processed to be used, perhaps, in a new and better way. That's the visionary aspect that we need to remember at more than ever to keep holding that positive vision. And another Substack I have written, posted yesterday, it's called For the Long Haul, and it is giving a repeat links to posts that have given ways for us to keep ourselves up and running in spite of all the challenges of this world, which are many. So it's good to have that information. Friday, after the square from the moon to Jupiter, the moon is going to have a conjunction to Saturn until 11:09 p.m. So that is not a very happy feeling. That's where that the fish swimming down might get you. You know, Pisces, fish swimming up is the more positive aspects of the sign. The escapist behavior, the negative emotional pessimism, obstacles, that's sort of Friday the 31st, okay? But it's going to change. It's going to be a moon trine, Mars in Cancer, still retrograde Mars, at 4:02 a.m. So there's a lot of compassion going out to this person who needs it, who's upset. And then there is a sextil to newly direct Uranus and Taurus at 8:54 a.m. on Saturday the 1st. So there's a little bit of movement and visioning and information that's helpful for navigating the mundane on Saturday the 1st. However, we have an interesting little Pisces action going on here with Venus moving into the conjunction to Neptune. Oh, yeah. If you really want to see things 1,000 times better than they really are, put Venus in Pisces and have it join Neptune there, because it so wants that. You know, it so values that beauty. It wants the art, the music, the spiritual, you know, it just wants it all to be. Yes, we used to have that expression about wearing rose-colored glasses. I doubt that they have that, because rose-colored glasses now may be a fashion statement, but it used to mean that you didn't see things in the right light of reality. So the best way to have that energy going, especially because the moon is coming in to join Neptune also at 4:49 p.m., is to be doing some creative work or being involved in spiritual work. You know, just take that time to focus the positive Pisces as much as you can. You know, don't let yourself go into victim, martyr. Don't try to escape from reality. Don't get bogged down because the weather is awful and that's the day you wanted to go somewhere. Do something that is positive, you know. Create something or watch some films that are uplifting. You know, I have been working hard to find things sometimes at night. I just want to sit and stream something. I've been busy all day. You know, I have trouble finding something that occasionally that's uplifting, but I have seen two things this week, and I can put that into the blog post and you can know. They're on, I think they're both on Netflix. One is called, it's an older film. It's called the, let's see, is it The Beautiful Fantastic or The Fantastic Beautiful? Yeah, beautiful, The Beautiful Fantastic. It is a lovely film, very quirky, but lovely. It's British also. And then there was this wonderful film that's, you can see it featured, The Life of A.J. something, funny last name, Finkel or something like that. And I think it might be the Indian fellow from The Big Bang who plays A.J. He's a bookstore owner on a small island. And it is, again, a very lovely story. And you feel good, in a way, from both of these. So if you need something like that, look that up if you can. It will make you feel more positive while you're busy in fantasy land. Because, you know, fantasy land right now has a lot of negative things to look at, unfortunately. And right now, I don't need any of that. If I see something and I say, hey, this is bringing me down, I'm gone, you know, and I'm looking for something else. The moon joining Venus in Pisces, just 7 minutes after, 5:06 p.m., right after the Neptune, is, you know, a beautiful time for compassion for yourself and for others, a beautiful time, you know, to be in treating yourself to something lovely and aromatherapy. You know, the perfumes and things are Piscean. And so, you know, if you want to have a little bubble bath with a nice, beautiful blend in it, make sure you dilute it. You're not supposed to let them touch your skin. I know there's somebody out there saying that's not true. It is. You can sensitize, and once you do, that's that. But you can mix it into honey or cream, and those will be perfectly okay to put into the water, and you will have no little shiny drops on top of the water. You will have just a lovely aromatic soak. So, anyway, moving on from 5:06 p.m., we have a time of void, of course, so that can keep that feeling going, which is, you know, rather nice with the Venus conjunction. And then moon will enter fiery Aries at 8:10 p.m. and is ready to, like, you know, kind of, okay, let's get some action going here. And it's late at night, but we want to know. Moon in Aries, sextile Pluto in Aquarius until 11:40 p.m., Saturday the 1st. So it's all about what's going to happen in the future and where can I have an adventure and find something new and exciting. We have about a little over 12 hours before the next aspect comes in on Sunday the 2nd, which is Groundhog Day or Imbolc. It is the moon sextile Mercury in Aquarius. So that is, again, looking for something new and exciting to do or to express or think about for the future. And the moon sextile Jupiter retrograde in Gemini until 3:03 p.m. is also going back over information and having conversations, maybe reconnecting to friends and groups and things like that with the retrograde. And then the moon sextile Sun in Aquarius until 8:23 p.m. on Sunday. So that's a very good day if you're celebrating. Not Groundhog Day, people don't usually celebrate that, but this cross-quarter holiday, which is the change of season, you know, listen to me, you're going to keep hearing this. The equinoxes and the solstice points are shifts in the solar cycle, just like our new moon, full moon, half moons. That's what that is for the sun. But the actual energy of the seasonal shift into spring takes place now. What you'll see, if you are in the northern hemisphere, this is, of course, the southern hemisphere is always the exact reverse of these things. The southern hemisphere is going into this, you know, the harvest, the first harvest. It's like our August, you know. They're February on the calendar. So we are seeing in the north some of the green shoots from the bulbs coming up, some of the buds on the trees coming up. I sure hope we are this year because, you know, I'm in the south here and we've had this crazy nuts weather. My area missed the storm just by a hair. But gosh, northern Florida, 8.9 inches of snow on the beaches. You know, we keep thinking this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but I don't know. I don't feel that now. I feel like we're going through major changes, and there are some things we have to get used to, but getting buds on trees too soon is a problem. And so I hope that we'll be warmed up enough by Sunday the 2nd when we should be seeing those things. And I mean, it starts popping here in the upstate of South Carolina. I mean, we're driving around, you'll start seeing. And one of the great things is that they don't all come at the same time. But it won't be that long before in our area, normally, or what we've been used to as normally, the cherry blossoms and things like that will be out. They come here, they come first. So, Moon in Aries will be going to a square to retrograde Mars in Cancer that will come in at 5:19 a.m. on Monday. So it gets kind of irritating. The Moon in Aries gets annoyed with that neediness, even though it's Mars, and Mars is understood. The anger is understood, but it's very irritating if they're expressing that insecurity for Mars in Aries. So that's where we leave this week. And next week, wow, I'm excited because Jupiter goes direct on Tuesday, finally. And we have Venus entering Aries on Monday. So she's going to, like, you know, come right out of the water here and start speeding up her energies. And we will also have the conjunction of the Sun and Mercury, which is Kazemi, that causes us to lose some of our clear thought, that will be happening. So, there is no lunar event. That's going to be the first quarter lunar phase that will move into the second quarter lunar phase that week of the 3rd to the 9th. So, we'll have that to talk about next time, and I hope that you listen to the new moon. That particular podcast will give you some ideas about how things are feeling, looking and feeling, and also setting intentions for this Aquarius new moon about your future, about your goals, about friendships and groups, and that those things will be supported. And I'll say goodbye for now.